Flipkart stocks up on AI talent. Lenskart Meesho enter block deal mode. Anthropic backtracks after a big blow-up. Ethereal Machines has raised $28.5 million funding led by Avatar Ventures.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, let's start with Flipkart, where the latest AI push is not showing up as a new shopping feature, but as a hiring drive. According to sources who spoke to Money Control, Flipkart is bringing in a fresh batch of senior leaders from companies including Coupang, Swiggy, Razorpay, Tata Digital, Shadowfax, and MasterCard as well. Now, the incoming executives are expected to take on roles across engineering, product, supply chain, data science, as the Walmart-owned e-commerce company is deepening its focus on AI. Now, some of the leaders joining include Mohan Palisetti from MasterCard, Vinay Vaidya from Tata Digital, Sumit Lath from Coupang, Nitesh Loya from Shadowfax, Nitesh Jain from Razorpay, and Goda Ramkumar from Swiggy. Now, the hiring comes after Flipkart expanded the responsibilities of senior executives Hemant Badri and CTO Balaji Tyagarajan earlier this year to accelerate AI adoption across the company. Now, the broader context here is that AI is increasingly moving beyond being a feature inside a tech company and becoming a core part of how business operates. Now, the leadership build-out also comes, as you all know, Flipkart continues to prepare for an eventual public listing in India while navigating competition from e-commerce and quick commerce rivals. All right, next up, investor exits are continuing across India's startup ecosystem. Two well-known names, Lenskart and Meesho, have seen significant block deals in recent days as existing investors monetize portions of their holdings. If you look at Lenskart, ADIA-backed Platinum Jasmine Trust plans to sell up to 4 crore shares, representing around 2.3% of the company, through a block deal worth nearly 1,944 crore rupees. Now, the transaction comes shortly after SoftBank also sold part of its stake in the eyewear retailer. Now, meanwhile, Fidelity Investments has sold nearly 988 crore rupees worth of shares in Meesho, reducing its holdings by around 1.3%. Now, while large shareholder exits often attract attention, institutional demand for these shares remain active. Recent Lenskart transactions have seen participation from investors, including Goldman Sachs, Fidelity, White Oak, Mirae Asset, Kotak Mutual Fund, and ICICI Prudential Mutual Fund as well. Now, the broader context here, if we look at it, suggests that as more startups mature and approach public markets, early investors are increasingly using secondary transactions to unlock gains, while new investors are entering the cap table. Now, moving on to AI, where Anthropic has found itself responding to criticism from researchers and developers. Here's what's happening. The AI company has actually apologized and revised safeguards that were introduced in its recently launched Claude Fable 5 model. The controversy began after users discovered that certain requests related to frontier AI development triggered hidden restrictions that quietly reduced the model's capabilities rather than clearly informing users. Now, the approach drew criticism from researchers, developers, and policy experts. In fact, speaking to Money Control, Anthropic acknowledged that it had made what it called the wrong trade-off and even apologized for not striking the right balance. Now, the company says that going forward, flagged requests will instead be redirected to a less powerful model, making the process more transparent. Now, the debate actually highlights a growing challenge facing AI companies, how to balance safety measures with transparency and usability. Now, Anthropic says some of the restrictions were introduced because Fable 5 shares underlying technology with its more advanced Mythos models, which are designed for sensitive cybersecurity and scientific use cases, but the timing is notable because Anthropic recently filed confidentially for an IPO and has reported rapid growth in revenue over the past year. And finally, a funding update from India's advanced manufacturing sector. Precision manufacturing startup Ethereal Machines has raised about $28.5 million in its Series B funding round. This round was led by Avatar Ventures with participation from Peak 15 partners and other investors as well. Now, the Bengaluru-based company plans to use the capital to expand manufacturing capacity, build India's first proprietary multi-axis CNC controller, and also strengthen its AI-powered factory software platform and increase its presence in semiconductor manufacturing. Now, speaking to Money Control, the company's co-founder and CEO Kaushik Mudda said the company will also build a new 300,000 square feet manufacturing facility near Bengaluru. The new plant will be around six times larger than its current facility and will support the company's next phase of growth. Now, this company, a little bit of background here, was founded in 2014. It builds CNC machines and precision components used across industries like semiconductors, consumer electronics, aerospace, defense, healthcare as well. Another interesting point about the company, Intel CEO Lee Butan is also among one of its backers from early times. Now, but overall, if we look at the fundraise, it's coming at a very interesting time for deep tech and advanced manufacturing as the startups are growing in India, with investors increasingly looking at sectors tied to industrial tech, semiconductors, and AI infra. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech Brief from Money Control. A big shout out to our reporters on the Deccan Startup team for the stories we covered today. Thank you so much for listening. We air every weekdays in the evenings, so tune in for more news minus the boring bits. Until next time, this is Bhavya Dilip Kumar signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.